This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour. Howdy doody 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 Wednesday. One more day in the month of August, and it's Kaputsky. The 30th of August is upon us. Usins include Ewens and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV experience. So Houston is still on the top of everybody's mind, it would seem, or lots of people, not everybody, but, you know, the folks who are interested in looking at history, the unprecedented rainfall, the flooding, Hurricane Harvey, the Army Corps of Engineers, the dams. So if I pretty much, oh, wait a minute, the meteorology of all of this, the spillover of the all the water from the various dams. Do you break the dams? Do you let the water out? As long as records have been kept in that area, there's never been anything like this. It's pretty much a sign of the times, so some would say. Those who are fatalists, see, the planet's going down the tube. It's going to wash away because of global warming. Look out. The planet's not going to wash away. Been here. We're going to wash away, too. But are people going to have their lives affected? Yep. And why is it? There's all this stuff that has to, it's kind of a, if you'll pardon the pun, a spillover from the debate, the fact that there is a rather conspicuous item going on down there. Does it have to do with climate change? Does it have to do with global warming? I don't know. Has anybody heard much discussion about that? I'll leave it open to you, ladies. Discussion of the hurricane and global warming. Is that, as we see all the people stories and the good, the bad, the ugly. I guess the one thing related to that, or in addition to that, Jennifer wasn't here yesterday, so I didn't get a chance for her to weigh in on the Joel Osteen controversy, whether you believe or you don't believe. I see this Victoria who...
Well, I'm just laughing because yesterday we kind of had some fun with that.
Well, we did, and I don't know if we were right or wrong on it. I can't, because of so much fake news, I can't honestly figure out what the story is, whether he said, no, you can't go into this big arena.
Well, he changed his position, right?
I don't even know that he did. There's some people who say, read some accounts, say, oh, it was always open. We'll take the overflow after everything else is filled. Or our parishioner, it's up on a hill, it's dry. I don't really know. This is a perfect example of honestly not being able to figure out what's going on if you want to. You look at the Twitter stuff, look at the news media's got it in for him pretty much anyway because they don't like him because he's a smarmy, slick dude who makes money off religion. That's the way the news media is. So, what do we believe? That's the question. And so, Jennifer, I'll start with you as regards this. You probably had a conversation about this with people other than maybe the folks listening to your program in L.A., no?
We didn't talk about it too much. Just in reading, it seems that there was a lot of people that were really quick to want to spread a lot of negative stories about Joel Osteen.
Yes.
And I don't know exactly why. I don't know if that's because they're
against his message, slick, smarmy,
or because he's a showboat kind of guy, or what that is. But it seems that they are, the statements that they've put out is that there's still a distribution center for storm relief, that they have their own flooding to deal with, and that they would take people in after the shelters around them were full. So I don't know. At a time like this, it's tough to see why people want to jump all over other people. I mean, you look at all the images and you see people actually really doing things that help each other out. And if they're saying that they're collecting diapers and formula and baby food and trying to do what they can, I don't know. I just don't know if it's the right time to jump all over somebody. But I'm not there. So, I mean,
that
it's really
stop
a case
people
of
from doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a case of who you believe. And so, I mean, I don't know if we can say either way if it's, you know.
Is it
what you choose to believe, or what's believable?
I give him the benefit of the doubt because I feel like during this time it would be unheard of to think that someone would actually walk away, that a church would walk away from a community that they're in. And it seems like they're saying that they don't want to do that. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting that it's become such a lightning rod for conversation when there's so much else there that is, I don't know if there's, you know, this is the part of the human drama that we all wrap ourselves around, the people on the top of buildings, people swimming in this gunk, dogs.
It's terrible.
I mean, it is. It's really a mess.
It's horrible.
It is.
I mean, a lot of people on social media yesterday were rightfully pointing out that, you know, the Houston SPCA has a lot of work to do, and there are a lot of animals, and there were videos of horses in neck-high water trying, you know, to be rescued. I mean, it's bad. So that's yet another place if you want to give money. We have a whole list on our Facebook page of places that you can donate, but you can also donate to the SPCA because they need a lot of help, too.
Yeah.
On the social media front as well, yesterday, going back to the Joel Osteen thing, his church seats 17,000 people. It's a huge capacity. And what happened was he did, like Jennifer said, he did say that it was inaccessible due to severe flooding. However, he said that they were still having a place for drop-offs for diapers and things like that. The problem where they got into a little bit of trouble yesterday with a conflicting message is there were people who went to drop things off and started shooting video of the arena, and it's basement flooding. It's totally dry in the arena, so that's where it's kind of becoming like a mixed message. It's not really that severe because plenty of people were going in and out yesterday. Wow. So that's, I don't know. I mean, look, if you're thinking of it as a business, that's a huge liability to let 17,000 strangers and their pets and their belongings or whatever into your facility. Maybe he was worried about ruining his facility. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to make this the number one issue. What I find is that we have the best of humanity here represented by hundreds if not thousands of volunteers coming from all over the place. People from my town yesterday flew down to as close as they could get. And then got into a car, and it was, seven or eight.
What is the closest airport now that you can get to? Do you know?
That's a good question. I don't know what the closest airport is.
I would imagine it's a long drive, right?
Yeah, maybe Dallas, and then it's a couple hundred miles down to Houston. And then there is the worst, and maybe the discussion about Osteen is part of it, but here are this group of rescue volunteers that yesterday indicated members were attacked while they're trying to help some of the victims. The founder of the all-volunteer rescue group Cajun Navy, his name is John Bridges, interviewed.
It's my favorite story of all of this, the Cajun Navy.
Yeah,
well, because they just get their boats together and they go out and rescue people.
Attacked. People were stealing their boats.
That's the worst.
You want to shoot these people, or maybe not shoot them, but you want to. I don't know what you want.
People who are looting. I mean, the fact that the people are using this as an excuse to go in and steal people's belongings because there's homes evacuated everywhere.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You're right. There's the best of humanity and the worst of humanity being shown.
So you focus on the good stuff, and you're disgusted by these people that would go after a group like the Cajun Navy. But it's really superb to see people really at their best. It is. I think it is. Anyway, I think it's a fabulous thing. So anybody else got comments? Carrie, you've been quiet.
Talking about the SPCA, I think everyone has seen a ton of pictures going around of, you know, different animals abandoned, but even just kind of wild animals that are forced to leave their habitats and kind of wander around the streets, and so you know, people have to be safe. But one of the things, you know, we were talking about everyone donating or celebrities donating a ton of money yesterday, and I'd be interested to know what J.J. Watt's fundraiser is up to now. But Ellen DeNeres donated $50,000, but $25,000 of that went to the SPCA. So yeah, at least some people are thinking about it, which is good, and that's another good place for everyone to donate to.
Well, as of last night, J.J. Watt's fund was up to $4 million.
Wow.
I know.
He's a football player, right?
Yeah. Yes, on the Houston Texans,
Okay. So do we have the SPCA on our list? It's facebook.com/DJTheShow if you want to look at the list of, and we do not have the Red Cross listed there because I don't think the Red Cross.
None of us seem to have anything really good to say about this.
So well, just leave it. There are plenty of other ways, but I would, my focus would be on giving. I was actually thinking I have donated hay to the horse sanctuary here, and I was thinking about the animal. You know, nobody, I think about it from a farming point of view, because if you go north and west of Houston in that area of Texas, between that part of Texas up to sort of the southwest of Dallas, there are huge farms and great farming areas, and you know, they'll be, whatever crops they had are going to be gonzo, and whatever animal feed they have are going to be gonzo. I just don't know how to get the stuff down there because I haven't found anybody that's volunteering to send those pretty expensive ship stuff these days.
Well, a lot of people yesterday on social media as well, a lot of organizations were saying at this time they can't even get these supplies to people.
Right. Yeah,
so sending stuff is not really the right thing to do now. The right, the most you can do right now is just donate money.
Yep.
And whether it's $10 or $100 or whatever you can give. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Speaking of the DJV Show, how would you like to buy some new pillows? Yesterday we came up with this idea, and I honestly didn't, I don't know, I think it's being worked through the pipeline as to whether or not when you bought your My Pillows, because everybody needs new pillows. Once a year, you should throw all the pillows in your house out. Yesterday the lady who cleans my house came through and said, yeah, these pillows are kind of, this was, the kids were here, so all the pillows were used, and she said, these pillows are kind of grungy looking. And I said, they're all, on their way are the new My Pillows. So every year, look at the pillows, understand what gets into the pillows. You have no control over the mites that get in there and get into your ears and your nose and your throat, and it's gross. And they're in your pillow. So you got to toss the pillow, and then you keep the My Pillow. The My Pillows that would come in this new deal, 50% off the 4-pack. You keep 2 and send 2 to somebody. And we're trying to figure out how to do that through the company. We haven't quite done it yet. But in the meantime, you can still sign up at 800-716-5989 using the code DJV for the special deal of 4 pillows for the price of 2. Make sure, though, you use the promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989, or you can order online at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off 4-pillow pack, plus you get free shipping.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 4th. With colors like Picnic, Pressed Flower, and August Moon, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm dreaming of when I get back to Houston. I'm dreaming of that fair and special place. I'm dreaming of when Houston has no problem. In that city where they sent you into space. I'm dreaming of when I get back to Texas. Corpus Christi, Harris County, Galveston. There's a harmony that hums down there in Houston. Oh, Houston. You got to keep on keeping on.
So, Coldplay is on their tour, and they had to cancel their Houston. Who's your what?
I know you guys are going to jump all over me. I cannot stand Coldplay.
Really? Oh, that's all right. Everybody's got a taste.
They so annoy me. I don't know why. It is just something annoying.
Is it just Chris Martin's voice?
Yes. I just can't stand it.
So it makes the world go round. At any rate, okay.
Houston, Galveston.
Way to ruin a good story.
Sorry.
Wow.
Interesting. Now she can be Captain Curmudgeon. As far as
I know, right? I think you've got to pass the cape over.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. I'm so embarrassed to actually say I can't stand Coldplay because I know everybody loves Coldplay that it's like it's hard to come out of the closet. But, man, I'm doing it. I'm doing it today.
All right, so the next time there's some country group that you like, I'm going to jump all over.
Look, you can, by all means, you do. It's fine, right? We all have different tastes, but for some reason, but this one I feel bullied into liking because everybody likes Coldplay.
Well, there are some songs, I think that he has an interesting sort of a lilting voice, and there are three or four songs that they've done that I think are quite good. This one, I'm not sure listening to it that I would go out and buy.
Well, they're not going to sell it.
That's not the story.
Yeah. So
we're burying the headline here.
We're burying the lead.
So often reminded by my pal Victoria. They didn't have their concert because of the storm in Houston. So they wrote and dedicated a new song to the city of Houston during their show in Miami. During the acoustic portion of the concert, Chris Martin told the audience, quote, "In the spirit of joy and friendship and hopefulness, we send our love to Houston because they need it. Sometimes you may think that as a popular band, we don't care, unless you're Jennifer Horne, you're not Bacon is part of the band. We don't care where we are playing, but we really do, because we understand that we wouldn't be here without all of you, so we really miss playing there, and are anxious to go back. Canceling shows is something we don't like to do, but in this case, we really had no choice. Yeah, they didn't have any choice. That's it. So, in the song, in the lyric line, something came out of that that I hadn't thought of, and that's what's going on at the Houston Space Center.
That was the first mention of space that I heard, too.
Right, I hadn't even thought about the Space Center. Somebody ought to check and see what...
Is it still... I'm going to Google. Is the Space Center still there?
All right, is it still there? All right, so thank you, Jennifer, for underscoring Coldplay and the fabulous song.
Now we know. Jennifer has taken the mask off. Now
yes,
we know. Jennifer has told, just for the record, behind the scenes, Jennifer has told me she likes Coldplay several times.
Really?
Yes. Everybody bullies me into it.
No, it's fine.
All right, speaking of bullies, but
some of their songs are fine. It's his voice that gets me.
Okay.
It really is.
I get that. Like, I get the idea of Dixie Chicks. Right. I can't stand that
Ladies,
girl's voice, too.
Ladies, let's go. Let's keep moving.
Totally. That's another
Next.
One. That's
the family. This is not a laughable situation here. I'm not sure. You know what? I'm not going to, because this is a serious thing. And here's something that's not so serious from the music world. Liam Gallagher in the music news. He's got a new album, solo album, coming up because he's... hopefully it'll be a good one and make some money because he's got to buy some new clothes. He has been complaining, sort of lamenting a bit on Twitter that his parkas are being stolen during his performances, like when he went to Glastonbury last month. According to his latest Twitter rant, happened again at the Reading Festival. This time, a thief walked off with his sunglasses up.
His sunglasses are very notable. He wears them all the time. They're very
collection.
Much a part of his outfit.
Yeah.
So he tweeted to the blank who stole my Stone Island parka from my hotel room while I was playing Glastonbury. Hand him over. All will be forgiven. He followed up a few weeks later saying his parka was never returned. So far, his sunglasses are gone as well. What a horrible reality. My God, this guy's got a real problem. 28 past the hour.
Condescending people are insecure. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Condescending people can be tough to be around. They often stand high on their own soapboxes and preach down at anybody nearby. But the pedestals that they've created for themselves are made out of insecurity. And I think it's helpful to know that. The reality is that people who are secure with themselves tend to recognize how much more there is to learn in life. So they have a tendency to cling less to what they know, whereas people who are condescending appear to be very attached to what they know. In any case, I hate for you to take anything personally that a condescending person says, and I hope it helps you to understand that the only reason that they have the gall to say the things they do is that they are blinded by their insecurities. We are all equally human, even if some people attempt to come across as uniquely not. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Midday, midweek, it's Wednesday, EJV Experience. This is a very, trying to present to you compelling content and charitable points of view, compassion, unless you're Jennifer and talking about Coldplay, and then there's none of that. But other than that, things are pretty much on the up and up here. If you want to listen to a podcast of our program at any time, go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV Show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Carrie Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen with People in the News. The wheels are in motion for O.J. to be released from prison. The insiders there say that Simpson, who just turned 70, will take mandatory pre-release classes starting this next week. He'll be in Nevada at the prison, or they may move him into what they call a step-down facility. They are simple classes.
Those, like, halfway houses, but we don't want to call it that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
How long has he been in jail again?
It's been 9 years.
Yeah, since 2000, I think it's nine. Since 2008, yeah,
So
yeah.
Wouldn't his, you know, reacclimation back into society just pretty much include, like, don't murder anyone, don't steal anything? I mean, it's pretty basic, right? He's going to go back to a mansion and start playing golf.
He lives in, does he have a mansion? He lives in Florida.
I assume he does in Florida. It's pretty easy to have a mansion in Florida.
Yeah, well. Assuming. Remember what happens when you assume things.
So you think he lives in a shack?
No.
No.
I think he gets there. I think what happens to OJ the same sort of thing, he'll be hounded, and perhaps that's appropriate. But has he paid his debt to society? Who knows? Who even knows what his debt to society is, frankly? I find that to be an interesting, that's an interesting phrase. Paying one's debt to society. How does going to jail in this circumstance or any circumstance other than vengeance fix anything? He didn't work. He didn't do anything to make any money. He didn't pay back anybody. And neither has anyone else that's gone to jail. Look at what's his name? The guy from New York that stole billions.
Oh, Bernie Madoff.
I said Medved. Sorry, Michael. Madoff is in jail. Why? Why is Madoff in jail? He should be working to the bone to pay back the people they stole all the money from. He should have somebody using whatever the scheme was that he had to make money and be supervised by three or four people to make sure that he's not stealing the money anymore and pay these people back. Anyway, I'm off the subject of OJ. So he goes to classes that teach you how to balance a checkbook. And use them to become more acclimated into society, supposedly. But the warden says some of the classes don't apply to him. Credit and credit cards and that kind of stuff. But these courses are mandatory. So if you don't complete them, you don't get out.
I get it for maybe hardened critical. Well, he's pretty. I don't know what you want to call him at this point, but I would get it for regular people who've been in jail for a really long time. There are a lot of life skills that maybe they don't have or whatever. It just seems like I don't know what OJ is going to learn from this.
I think it's more like the equivalent of an ankle bracelet, pretty much, and terms of his release, because there was word that Florida wouldn't actually accept him in, because you have to actually apply to be accepted back into the state, and I think there was word that Florida wouldn't, so maybe this was a stipulation that he goes into this that kind of facility before he goes to Florida.
They're saying that it's California's a possibility, too.
Exciting.
Yay!
I love it. One more nut to live in California. Perfect.
Right. He can split his time between the two states.
In the news is Kim Jong-un.
Another nut.
Who has fathered another child, apparently. His wife dropped out of the public eye for several months, and now people have figured that the first lady of North Korea, Ri Sol-ju, delivered their third child.
Do people ever see her?
Ri Sol-ju, huh?
Do people ever see her?
I've seen a picture of her once, sitting next to him at some big table.
When he was putting air in her.
Yeah, exactly.
Ri Sol-ju.
Kim Jong-un and the real girl.
Right. Ri Sol-ju. You get a kick out of that name, Jennifer.
I liked it.
Her nickname is Ri.
Sure.
And the Ri girl. There you go, even better.
Ri, So, let's see. The celebration of the baby and the latest ballistic missile launch have the same day.
Maybe that's why. This is what's problematic. I think for a long time, is this one of his first kids, or does he have multiples?
This is the third.
He does have three.
From this
because
woman.
He keeps them under wraps. And for a long time, I think people thought he was without a lineage, basically, of people behind him, without offspring.
True with Dennis Rodman, too.
Well, no. It would be a good thing if he didn't have offspring, because then you could go in and pick him off, and you wouldn't have to worry about the lineage, some of his kids taking over.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're not. Just knock them off.
Well, how old is the oldest one?
They were married in 2009. Baby came a year after that, so 7.
Okay.
Oh, so he's as tall as his dad. Perfect.
So, I'm going to, in terms of people in the news, this may or may not annoy some people. I find what's going on in Houston to be compelling, and what Melania Trump is wearing isn't. why would anybody give a rat? It's just those people who just want to, for whatever reason, rip this guy and his family apart. She wore inappropriate clothing, according to some. Well, I mean, you can
to get on the plane, but then she changed clothes and was wearing sneakers and like a
white
shirt.
What?
I don't know.
Who cares what she's wearing?
It's so annoying to me because if people were all upset that he went to Texas, they would have been upset if he didn't go to Texas. I remember George W. Bush getting a whole lot of flack for slow response to Hurricane Katrina. So you actually have a president.
That.
Right. I'm not saying, look, I'm not saying that the criticism wasn't warranted, but you have a president who's actually been out in front of this, who's been doing two meetings a day with his cabinet to make sure everything's going okay, who already allowed resources into the area before the storm even hit, and then he goes to tour it, and people are like, ugh, we don't want him here. He didn't go to Houston so that you wouldn't take away resources from the people who need to be using them.
Yeah.
And people are instead worried, instead of saying, okay, well, it was a nice thing that he went and saw everything, or maybe just not saying anything at all, we're going to attack footwear when people are, like, floating out of their houses? Holy
That's
moly.
Amazing. All right, next on the people list is Donetta Hines. You know who she is? Donetta Hines was packing boxes, bound for a new house. She came upon her wedding dress. She was married last year, 22 years old, married Jared Hines, 25. She decided to do some good with her dress and give it to a bride who couldn't afford to buy one of her own wedding dresses. She said, quote, I'd like to give my dress away to somebody who is on a tight budget and is in need of a dress. Son posted on Facebook. The dress has a corset and can fit anyone who's size 2 to 5.
Small
can be
market.
Altered as well. Yeah. What's that?
That's a small market, but
yeah,
okay.
Well, anyway, but it's nice.
Oh, no, I love it. I think that's great. I have no idea what I'm going to do with mine. I should do the same thing.
Do the same thing. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with mine. Now I got an idea.
Oh, boy.
Pass that on. Women agreed on social media, a lot of back and forth. It's kind of nice. So now 12 local women are going to wear the dress because she said, okay, after this one, use it, let's give it to the next one. Then give it to somebody else and yada, yada, yada. And so this is a woman who was homeless a while back, living out of a car. She left home in 2014 before graduating from high school. She and Jared struggled to start a company. Then they were on the lam or out for 5 months just living in a car. Has anybody ever even come close to that? I don't know anybody in my circle.
Not in my immediate circle, but I've certainly heard of plenty of stories.
I mean,
stories
about Steve Harvey having done that.
Yeah.
He was on his way out there.
There were some summers where my mom and I came close.
Yeah.
mom, with the two of us, and my dad was, you know, we're trying to get our business going, and my mom was trying to teach and struggle. It was tough, but, man, never that close. I can't even imagine.
Mm. So good for her. Good for her. I just say hooray for her. Okay, a couple of sports items, ladies. And they both involved, as I looked at the stories, people that we know. Michael Phelps, for example. Who's got that one covered, Jen? You're a fan of Phelps, aren't you? Are you a Phelps fan?
I don't know if I'm actually a Phelps fan, but I certainly am happy for him. I think he's going to be a daddy once again. He and his wife, Nicole, are expecting their second child. They made the announcement yesterday, and they posted matching photos to their social media accounts of Nicole holding their 15-month-old son, Boomer, which is a crazy name, with the caption, number two, on the way, so excited. And Michael Phelps added, I wonder if it's a boy or a girl.
Boomer's an okay thing for a jock. Boomer Esiason, for example.
Or a dog.
Well, is that a real name, though, or is that just a
Boomer?
Nickname?
I'm pretty sure I don't know what his real name is. His real name is George or something like that. What, Boomer?
Boomer
for
the baby.
Kid or for Esiason?
Yeah, Boomer, Esiason, we know. But Boomer, the baby, Michael Phelps' baby, that's the real name. There's an Instagram account, actually, that I think they have started for him.
Yeah,
kind of cool. Yeah. So they wrote on the kids Instagram, on Boomer's Instagram, quote, so excited to see what Mama is having. Do I get to have a brother or a sister? I wonder who drafted that, since Gina's dad wrote, is it a boy or a girl? Oh boy, Boomer was born in May of 2016. The couple got married shortly after that. Now they're expecting another member of the family.
Did you automatically get the swimming thing when you're getting married? You post various places where you can get gifts. Can you do that with a child, too?
Oh, yeah. Baby registry?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's big business.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see, Victoria. What's the cupcake collaboration here with Nike and Kevin Durant?
Well, Nike has released a brand new sneaker line called the Red Velvet KDX, and it's the latest reference by Golden State Warriors' Kevin Durant. Not too long after winning the NBA Finals, Durant wore a cupcake hat, and the reference stems from his former teammate, Russell Westbrook, who Instagrammed a photo of cupcakes right after Durant made the decision to leave the Oklahoma City Thunder, basically calling him soft for leaving the team. So Kevin Durant made the cupcake criticism his own, and now Nike has released the Red Velvet sneakers to celebrate, quote, the smoothest player in the game and his undying quest.
Is he really that good, this guy?
Yes, yes. Yeah, for the sweet taste of victory. So these are going to be released on September 1st. They're going to be incredibly popular.
Yeah, and how expensive are they?
I don't know a price point yet, but I would. Nike is pretty good about keeping their prices somewhat reasonable when they do a celebrity collaboration. You know, Adidas goes through the roof when Kanye releases Boosts and no one can afford them. They're like $2,000 for a pair of sneakers.
My God.
But Nike's pretty good about that.
That sort of reminds me of the local buzz here. There are a number of Whole Foods stores in my area and in the major cities, not many of them in the middle of the country, but a lot of them on the coast. And kind of like Trader Joe's, they seem to have populated the cities on both coasts. So the prices went down, and all of the local people in food stores are crying foul. What are you doing that?
Oh, you mean the competition?
Oh, the competition.
Oh, okay.
The new store, which is about a mile and a half from me in Sudbury, across the street from a well-run store that I've usually frequented. And the prices, remember I told you, I think I said the Whole Foods store opened up and they had a spaghetti special for $7.99, the sauce. They said it was on sale. And went across the street and you could find the same sauce for
$5.99. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very typical.
So, yeah.
I'm loving the collaboration of Whole Foods and Amazon, though.
How so?
Because, well, first of all, they reduced a bunch of prices inside of Whole Foods because of Amazon. But, like, right now, as we're speaking about this, I'm looking at Amazon Fresh, which is a grocery service I use and I love. And I'm looking at all the Whole Foods products that you can actually now get as part of your Amazon Fresh delivery. And the prices are just a lot better, a lot better. All the organic, they do the ice creams, the yogurts, the berries, the... there's waffles I'm looking at. There's all kinds of stuff.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because I have not... Whole Foods is 12 blocks from our apartment, and so that's very far in New York City to carry a lot of groceries. Yeah. So I tend to wait until the weekends where I just go to Wegmans near my parents, which I love Wegmans too. But I love Amazon Fresh, and Jennifer turned me on to that service, and it is... I love now. I didn't know that you could get Whole Foods stuff through Amazon Fresh.
Now you can.
This week, and it's limited still, but it's like all the 365 products or whatever it's called. Yeah, 365, which is obviously the store brand of Whole Foods. Yeah.
But before the hour.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you.
Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hey, it's 50 Trinket. I'm assuring my colleagues that everything, all their hard work, goes toward the end product, which is a fabulous radio program that you are a part of every day. Thank you very much for being there. This is Tech Talk Time, a portion of the program that today apparently is coordinated with Food News.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of pizza chains in the forefront of technology. We'll get to that right after this.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love, and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's TAKL.com.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with 4 lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
We'll be right back.
are, where are we? Oh, wait a minute. We're at this story about Domino's and Ford. So what do we have? What's the combo here?
Well, Domino's has been at the forefront of integrating food delivery and technology since they launched, in 2008, they launched their Pizza Tracker app, which is actually a really cool app. You know where your pizza is in every stage of its being made and being prepared and then being out for delivery, so you know exactly when it arrives. And so now, Domino's has teamed up with Ford to have a driverless delivery car. This is, of course, the next big thing with tech is driverless cars. So Ford is going to create a pizza delivery car that will be tested in Michigan first, and then it will help better help the company better understand how people, how consumers respond to and interact with automated technologies when they want their pizza. So what's going to happen? Random Domino's customers in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, big college town, just in time for football, it's good timing, they're going to have the option to accept pizza deliveries from a specially designed Ford Fusion Hybrid, which is going to be a research vehicle. It will have a Ford engineer behind the wheel, not driving it, but taking notes and observing how things go. And so the windows will be blacked out, so the customers won't see the engineer. The only catch to this that they haven't figured out yet is when the car arrives at your dorm or your house or wherever you are, customers have to go out of their house and then type in a unique four-digit code into the keypad mounted on the car, and then a slot opens and their pizza comes out. It's very much like the Jetsons. Domino said, we're really trying to figure out the last 50 feet because the car, they said actually in a funny statement, the vehicle doesn't show up and become a transformer to walk it to your house, so you still have to come out of your house in order to get your pizza. And that's right. One big thing that they're doing. Now, in the other pizza world,
yes.
Pizza, Little Caesars is also launching an automated pizza kiosk. Now, Doug, do you remember something called Automat?
Yes, actually, I do.
Okay, so Little Caesars is borrowing from Automat. Now, apparently what Automat was, I guess if you lived in a more well-populated area, it was a big self-service cafeteria where plates of food were stashed behind glass windows, kind of like original vending machines. You put your money in, the door open, you take your tray of food out. Little Caesars is borrowing from that, and they're installing new machines in their stores called pizza portals. Now, this will be national. They're not just testing this. This is actually going forward. You order the food you want on the Little Caesars app. You pay for it, and then you receive a notification when it's ready. Then you drive to Little Caesars, punch in the code, don't talk to anyone, which is my favorite thing, and then you retrieve it from behind a glass window. Now, it's good news for people like millennials who don't like interacting with people. Bad news for automation taking jobs.
Yeah, there you go. Here's something of interest. If you were streaming to get the big fight and it didn't work, and you paid $99, you maybe get your money back again. Showtime is going to give their money back to everybody, or how are they deciding who gets the money back?
If you streamed through your cable provider on Showtime or on the Showtime app and it didn't work, you should get your money back. But if you use UFC or a different site, you won't.
You get your money back because it was a lousy fight. 59 past the hour.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.